Hello and welcome. It's our number three, the Ben Maller radio program, podcast format. Try the Roast Beef. We'll be here all week long, 8 days a week with the other podcast, the Fifth Hour. But this is the original. Nothing beats the original. And it's the Ben Maller Show, hour three. And we do something a little bit different. We pull out the fight scorecards, a verbal battle royale between a longtime Pittsburgh gas bag and a former MLB All-Star, Todd Frazier. Down goes Frazier as he got into a dust-up with the radio guy. We'll break it down frame by frame, Zapruder film style, and tell you who won. Also, Cooking with Roberto. That and more coming your way right now. Also, a game show here in hour number three. A radio rumble. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we talk in circles, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. We do thank you for choosing this show, and we recommend the podcast. And even if you only hear the live show, just downloading the podcast helps us out. I'm supposed to tell you to listen to all of the podcasts, but if you subscribe to the podcast and get the podcast on your phone, I think we're good on that. I'd prefer if you listen, and management would love if you listen, but I'd just be happy if you subscribe to the podcast. That's the Ben Maller Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast. But we begin this hour with our lead that comes from a media battle royale. Now, I admit, I am a total sucker for these kind of stories. And I actually was tipped off to this story by one of my radio brothers, Sports with Coleman, said, "Hey, did you see this?" And I said, "No, I didn't see this. I was sleeping." And then I heard about it, and I said, "Oh, man, this is good." And the more I thought about it, I said, "Oh, man, I really want to break this thing down. And I have the platform. My bosses are sleeping, so I'm allowed to do that." So we had a Major League Baseball player, an all-star level player, get into a spitting match with a radio guy. Now, this is not about me. It's not about me, but it is about someone that does what I do. And if you didn't hear about this, and chances are, unless you work in the radio business or you live in the city this happened in, you're probably not aware of it. But let me give you the nuts and bolts here, and then we will discuss what actually happened as far as my opinion of what happened, who won, and who didn't. So we have a former Major League Baseball All-Star. This guy was pretty good for a couple years with the Cincinnati Reds, Todd Frazier. And Todd Frazier was not only a baseball player, he was horrific. Embezzling money from the Pirates. He was designated for assignment by the Pirates. Now, let's stop right there. All right, the Pirates are as close to a minor league outfit as you can get right now, and he got let go by the Pirates. And Frazier did not leave Pennsylvania quietly because he got into a potty mouth social media Donnybrook with a local radio guy named Mark Madden, who's been on the radio in Pittsburgh for many, many years. So let me give you the highlights, all right? So Madden, he got the ball rolling on social media. He said, "Hey, Frazier," he tagged him in it, "happy effing trails, you scrub, DFA, designated for assignment, go F yourself." All right, now that's a shot. It's a shot, but it's more of a shot because Todd Frazier saw it and responded to it by punching back. Now Todd Frazier's shadow boxing the radio guy. And what did Frazier do? Well, the former Cincinnati Red All-Star, Todd Frazier, played with the Yankees and the Mets and others, mocked Mark Madden's weight. He said, quote, "Funny that this slob, I mean absolute slob, is talking S." That's what he said. Now, he was, quote, tweeting Madden. He said, "Go grab another hot dog. Please look yourself in the mirror. My goodness," Frazier said. "You wouldn't dare say this to my face, flounder." Love your nickname, by the way. And then he said, the picture tells it all. And to think people take you seriously, get the F out of here. Close quote. All right, so then Madden regrouped, and he swung a couple other haymakers, and we can go on and on, but that's the meat of it right there. That's the meat of it. So let us discuss. Now, I love this because we can break it down frame by frame, Zapruder film style, and we're going to do that right now. The question, how do you grade the fight, social media fight, dust-up between Pittsburgh radio guy and fired Pittsburgh Pirate Todd Frazier? And we go to the judges' scorecards, and this is a TKO in favor of the radio gas bag. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. I just really wanted to say that. Now, my thoughts, we have Fishing Exposition, Debate 101, and Kindergarten. And we'll put all these things into a pot, and we'll cook it at 400 degrees, and we'll see what we get. All right, now... A, Mark Madden put the wheels, the radio guy put the wheels in motion on this particular Donnybrook. And I know some people have taken shots at the guy in Pittsburgh saying that he's unprofessional. I don't know the guy. Maybe he's not popular. But I think the people that are criticizing him for doing this are clueless. Because as a radio gas bag, it is literally and figuratively your job, especially as a local radio personality, you are an instigator. You're a troublemaker. Now, this is not true in every city. There's some cities where you got a bunch of la, 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 la. Let's love everybody. We love the hometown team. I generally don't like those type of sports radio shows. I like the guys that punch back and throw punches and can take punches. I've had these conversations with my radio brother, Rob Parker, here, our colleague at Fox Sports Radio. And Rob will throw his punches out quite a bit, and I've thrown my shots out here in the middle of the night. So I like that style of radio more. It's a taste. It's my taste in radio, to each their own. But to me, that's why you hire a radio guy, and that's why in sports radio, you keep your job. You know, if you just say the obvious and do the obvious, and you don't occasionally stir the pot, you know, that's not really a job well done. Todd Frazier, now let's be honest, he's an easy target. He's a washed-up 35-year-old player who was part of a morbid Pirates team, but you do have to be a special kind of recocta to get your walking papers from the talentless, the lacking of talent stumble bums of the Berg. And you know, Frazier, he only had 35 at bats, and he was 3 for 35. That's an .086 batting average. He was on the interstate. He wasn't even on the highway system, the lower highway system for the Buccos. So Madden, the radio guy, went on a fishing expedition, and the fish was biting. He ended up catching a swordfish minus the sword. So in that regard, mission accomplished. We gave the win to the radio guy. Now, part B of this, Todd Frazier, his response was also telling because, hey, he's got rabbit ears. And rabbit eyes. Many athletes pretend that they don't read the mentions and they have thick skin. And a lot of athletes will hide behind burner accounts, but not Frazier, right? In that regard, he's been exposed. He's got the salamander skin. And really, the rebuttal, rather pointless. Right? It's like spinning in the wind. And while the radio guy attacked Todd Frazier and his declining skills as a player, which is obvious, Frazier did not counterpunch with the merits of the radio skills of this guy, Mark Madden. Instead, he went immediately below the belt, right? He attempted to kick, knee, elbow, and poke Madden in the kielbasa, and it calls him the slob. Now, if you have ever taken a debate class, I'm talking debate 101, Debate 101 in high school. What Todd Frazier did is known as an ad hominem attack, where you bombard, whether it's the personal appearance or something about the character of your critic, rather than attacking the substance of the argument. All right? So that's Frazier's rebuttal. He's like, I'm going to go personal with the ad hominem attack. And listen, I get it. Todd Frazier's batting .086. There's no defense for that. You can't defend that. And so the fact that this guy Madden's been on the radio in Pittsburgh for 20 years or whatever it is, so instead you do some outdated fat jokes. Go grab another hot dog. Look yourself in the mirror. I've heard every fat joke that's ever been said as a recovering fat man myself. You wouldn't, you know, and the fact that he said, you wouldn't dare say that to my face, right? Now, on that regard, Frazier's dead wrong. Madden actually tagged Todd Frazier, his social media account, in that particular post, which is, if you go by the rules of the playground on social media, that is saying it to someone's face when you tag them in it. Now, the last word on this, I know I'm going long here, but even if you scored the first two rounds of this back and forth brouhaha, even, you said, you know what, it's even Steven between the radio guy and the former ball player. The final round was, I scored it 10-8 with two knockdowns for Mark Madden. Now, the radio guy, he responded to what Madden said by body slamming not only the career of Todd Frazier, but also the Buccos. He said in response to Todd Frazier, he said, this is from the radio guy, that's a solid hit, rare for you, he deadpanned. And then he also pointed out he would gladly say it to your face. The Pirates could use the attendance. And then he pointed out the difference between bat shaming and fat shaming. He then bragged about the fact that he had been there before you got here, meaning Pittsburgh, and he is here after you're gone, and it didn't take too effing long. Cut by the Pirates. He says, I've had some career lows, but not that low. All right, no lies detected. So people were highlighting the fact that Todd Frazier's autograph is actually selling for less than the price of a hot dog at a big league ballpark. And now, I'm not going to rip Frazier as a player. He had a couple of really good years for the Reds. He sucks now. He's washed up. He fully monetized. The guy's a 241 hitter that your typical 2010 into 2020 type player where you swing from your heels and try to hit home runs. He's a baseball hobo. He's played for six teams, Todd Frazier, and hit 241 and made almost $50 million. So you're doing something okay there. And while this guy, the radio guy in Pittsburgh, got the TKO, I would like to congratulate both Madden, the radio guy, and Todd Frazier, the ball player, because for me, this was a throwback. I went in the way back machine to a time before wokeness where you didn't have to, you know, sit back and hold what you say, right? You didn't have to sit back there and have a chokehold on your words. And these guys were rolling around in the mud, and that was a quality tussle. Right? Some mudslinging. Bravo, bravo. Encore, encore, I say. And nobody needs to be canceled. That's a lesson I learned in kindergarten. As a child, I learned this lesson. We should teach this to our kids again. Want to reform education. How about sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. I think that's a very important life lesson. I learned it when I was like 5 years old. I learned that lesson. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of the program, talk about this, that, or the other thing, it's all fair game here. Previous hours, we have done monologues about baseball, planting a story about the Athletics leaving Oakland, possibly going to Vegas. We also did a rant about Urban Meyer and his latest comments as he was gushing, lacking the poker face, Urban Meyer, about Tim Tebow, who is not officially a member of Jacksonville. Now, later this hour, we have Too Much or Not Enough. Also, Cooking with Roberto coming up later. Cooking with Roberto. By the way, what are we making? Do we know what we're making today, Roberto? Do we?
Some nacho fries with some carne asada and some freshly chopped onions, tomato, and serrano or jalapeno peppers, man.
Ooh, yummy, yummy to my tummy. All right, very good. So we'll have that. All is quiet on the Western Front. All is quiet on the Western Front. We'll go there and cut the check already. Cut the check. We'll get there, and we will do it next.
Don't worry. It's just tater tots.
Easy for you to say.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on The Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Arriba, arriba, arriba. Andale, andale, epa.
And we've got Cooking with Roberto coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Bozo, the district attorney, writes in. He says, I think I have found the source of Coop's voice problems. He sent a link here to a story. He says, there is no doubt that smoking has a negative effect on the vocal cords, whether it's tobacco or marijuana. Shots fired by Bozo. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down, page down. Reverend Ray Green in Iowa says, you pay for your flight back, quoting the immortal words of a man eating ribs in a truck somewhere off the highway in Arkansas, about 50 miles away from Memphis, Tennessee. Who else do we have? Page down here, page down. I can't read that one on the air. We'll skip over that. Mark says, stumble bumps. That's a great word. Mark in Houston says, Todd Frazier goes down. I got to remember this as a self-checkout line, at the self-checkout line later today. Hip pocket quip, never telling anyone I stole it from a middle-of-the-night sports radio gas bag. That's normally how it works, Mark. You just, you know, you do your own thing and out of sight, out of mind. I have heard rumors that there are people in the business I work in that occasionally dabble in that. I used to worry about it, but I don't really care anymore because I'm sleeping. When they're yapping, I'm sleeping. Big Rig Rob writes and says, Ben, nothing says you've lost a trash-talking tirade more than having to go to the Your Fat card. This washed-up big leaguer screams, douchebag. According to Big Rig Rob, the highways and byways of the Evergreen State, I got no problem saying that to Frazier's face. James the Machinist from Parts Unknown says Mark Madden body slamming Frazier is fitting, as once upon a time he did color commentary for a defunct professional wrestling company. By the way, that makes me feel old. Congratulations. Let's see. Can't read that. Rob in Minnesota says, whether it's radio, TV, or newspapers, all we have here in the Twin Cities is butt-kissing sports reporting. Why do you think you have such a large Minnesota audience? He says, Rob, it's very kind of you, Rob, I'm sure. I don't know everyone that's on radio, TV, and in the newspapers locally in Minnesota. I'm sure there's some people with flamethrowers. I don't know their names offhand, but I'm sure there are some there. CJ writes in. He disagrees with the monologue. He says this guy, Mark Madden, is a piece of blank. Saw him at a bar setting up a radio show before a Penguins playoff game. Didn't even acknowledge him. He used to do the WCW and sucked at that also. All right, shots fired by CJ. Justin, the Cincinnati apologist, says you're completely wrong here. Todd Frazier won the argument. He says, look at this effing walrus. See, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. Bad job by you. To the phones we go right now, and let's say hello to Chris in Houston. Hello, Christopher.
What's up, Ben? That got to be Eddie, man. Hey, look here, it ain't my fault your hockey sucks, but... hey, before the funny game, Ben. What happened with King Newsom? I thought you guys was getting him out, man.
Yeah, the process is underway. What do you it takes a little while. The vote's coming up.
Why? That's not happening.
It's going to happen.
He's going to give them folks some more money, man. He ain't getting out.
Why do you think he's doing that? The roads in California suck. There's homeless people literally piled on top of each other, and he wants to give out checks to people. Sounds like a reasonable strategy for the governor of California. You got some other problems there, pal. Why don't you fix those, you dummy? How about that? Oh, I hope this guy gets voted out. If anybody deserves to be voted out, it's Gavin Newsom. What an incompetent leader that guy is. He's not a leader of anybody. Because he can have his campaign rally at that high-end, highfalutin restaurant there he was hanging out at while he was telling everyone to stay home during the early part of the pandemic.
Hey, Ben, I'll tell you. Now we go back to this little Oakland A's thing, man. I got some ideas where we can send them. Now I did throw out the wasteland they call San Antonio. You know, they always can go there.
Well, how about Houston? How about the A's in Houston? So you have a team that hasn't been caught in a cheating scandal. How about that?
Hey, we love our Astros. Screw you. Every team's been caught in a cheating scandal. Except for the Tampa Bay. With the low blow. You like playing a little whiny fans, little soundbite, man. They whining. They can get their little rocks off whining or whatever, Ben. But guess what, Ben? Now, what would be funny? Now, my team has stuck for a reason to get that number one pick, and they trying to get it back. But it would be great if they put a nail in the coffin on them Lakers and make them have to play that play-in game. That would be so wonderful.
Well, there's only a couple days left. It's you know, we're in the hump day
tomorrow.
Now. The season's almost over. So it's right. And the Lakers are a game behind the Mavericks and the Trailblazers, and I think they don't have the tiebreaker with either one. I believe Portland and Dallas have the tiebreaker. So yeah, they're essentially two games back with a few days left in the season. Good luck.
Bang bang.
Hey, can you imagine that trash going in there and taking them down and making them go play that play-in game and get trounced by something?
Or how about this? How about the agony where they win the play-in game, but like LeBron, his ankle breaks or something like that? I mean, not that I want that to happen, but if it were to happen because of the play-in game, oh, man.
You got the wrong guy, man. He don't break ankles, man. He just gets hurt. That's Anthony Davis. He's the nimble.
Well, LeBron's ankle's all messed up. Oh, that's Roberto playing that. Nah, that's Roberto.
Laker historian. Hey, that little Mickey Mouse trophy.
Oh, he blew him up. Roberto blew him up. Oh, man. All right. So all quiet on the Western Front. It has now been 3 weeks. We are past 3 weeks. And radio silence, which is always a bad thing. You're supposed to keep that VU meter moving, but no even small morsels of information regarding Deshaun Watson. We continue to hear rumblings that Deshaun Watson is getting those giant-sized cartoon checks and wants hush-hush agreements that will make this all go away. He'll still get suspended, but he won't be done forever and ever and ever. Keep in mind, there's also a police investigation. So Watson's going to have to write a bigger check to the women involved in that have talked to the police to make sure that those legal cases, the criminal cases, don't go any further. But the lawyers who were playing the media shenanigan game back and forth, and they have not been doing that over the last 3 weeks. So nothing new there. We await. You'll know depending on what happens. We're either going to get a news conference where Busby comes out and says, well, after further thought, the women just didn't want to go forward, and they wanted to get attention, they wanted their case heard, but since Deshaun Watson admitted he made a mistake and wrote this giant cartoon-sized check, we're good. Either that happens, or Busby comes back and says, wait a minute, we're going forward, and blank this, that, and the other thing happened, blah, 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 blah. So we are waiting the update on Deshaun Watson. And cut the check already, Brett Favre getting called out. Brett Favre owes a bunch of money to the state of Mississippi. And he had said that he was going to pay said money back. Apparently the former Packer quarterback has yet to cut the check. The Hall of Famer, Brett Favre, his company took in $1.1 million from the Mississippi Community Education Center. We talked about this several months back in a previous episode of the show, but it was to promote Families First for Mississippi. Was supposed to give a bunch of speeches. Those speeches never happened, but Favre, he has paid back $500,000, but he hasn't paid back the other $600,000. And according to a report coming out of Mississippi there that Favre, he has paid back some of it, but the remaining $600,000 is still outstanding. So will he pay the money or not? And the reporters snooping around, they are demanding that money, which he should pay back. He didn't give the speeches. He should have to pay the money back. He said he would pay the money back, but he hasn't done it. He gave the old nod and a wink that he was going to give the money back.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not everyone enjoyed the Maller monologue. Our buddy David, the Fry Daddy, we call him there in Pennsylvania, says, "This is infantile, Ben. These idiots are supposed to be adults. A major part of this country's problem. Children are running the show, a bunch of children at recess fighting over the kickball," says David. Well, we disagree, David. Listen, I thought it was fine. It was a harmless back and forth between a washed-up ball player and a radio guy. And these things happen from time to time, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was amusing. I got some joy out of it, but I will also get enjoyment out of a game show. That's what I will get enjoyment out of, and here we go.
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
All right, here we go. It is too much or not enough. We play it every single week at about this time. About this time. We are going to do it yet again. We have Cooking with Roberto coming up in a couple of minutes. Let's welcome in our contestant for this edition of the game show. Who do we have? Let's say hello to Jared in Tulsa. Hello, Jared.
How's it going tonight, man?
If I only had what you're having, Jared, I'd be in a much better mood.
It smells good.
It smells good. You can put it in brownies and other delicious things.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Wow, you are really enjoying life there.
But I'm ready to play a game, man.
You're ready to play a game. All right. Well, I'm just waiting for my board here, and then we're going to play the game. What do you got going on other than smoking a lot of weed there, Jared?
Tonight was Bedlam baseball here in town, so that's what I did.
Yeah. And then you self-medicated after the game there?
Oh, yeah. It's right down the road, so all day before the game.
Okay. I understand. All right. Well, we'll see. We've had Justin, who's always high, and he's won some of these games, and so we'll see what you can do with too much or not enough. It's not that hard. We've had a guy sleeping, hollering James, and won this game.
I got to hear that.
Yeah, I wonder if James broke his phone again. He just got a phone. I wonder if he already broke it. Because he called the other day, but I don't know. Maybe he'll call in later. All right, well, here we go. Good luck, Jared. Question number one. You got to get three right to win the game. I'll give you a golden ticket. Get all five right. I'll give you two golden tickets. Russell Westbrook is now one of six players in NBA history to have 20,000 points, 8,000 assists. Is that too much or not enough?
Too much.
All right. Jared says too much. Let's find out. That is correct.
That's my guy.
Westbrook is one of only four players with those career totals. Question number two. Earlier this week, Max Scherzer became the seventh pitcher in big league history with 100 double-digit strikeout games. Is that too much or not enough? They've been playing baseball since the 1870s, 1880s.
A hundredth pitcher with double digits?
The seventh pitcher with 100 double-digit strikeout games.
Oh, understood. That is not enough.
All right, Jared is going with not enough, trying to go 2-0 on the game. Let's find out. Yeah. Believe it or not, too much. He's only the fifth pitcher to do it. Joins the strikeout king, Nolan Ryan, the big unit, Randy Johnson, the steroid guy, Roger Clemens, and who knows if he did steroids or not, Pedro Martinez. That's the list right there, along with now Max Scherzer. So you're 1-1, and here we go. Question number three for Jared. Blazing a new trail with his win last weekend, Canelo Alvarez in boxing now has 13 wins in world title fights. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
Said very confidently, Jared. Right away said not enough, like he knew the answer. Let's find out. That's correct. Not enough.
16.
Yeah, look at you. That was Alvarez's 16th win in a world title fight. It's almost like you maybe saw the fight or you read about the fight.
I get to catch him.
There you go. Julio Cesar Chavez and Ricardo Lopez, the only Mexican-born fighters with more. Question number four. Last weekend, Wade Miley, a veteran big league pitcher, became the third hurler in Major League Baseball history to throw a no-hitter with his seventh or greater big league team. Is that too much or not enough for the baseball hobo?
Too much.
All right, this is for the victory, Jared. You have been medicating all day into the night. Let's find out if a man who is enjoying the sticky icky can win our game show. Here we go. That's a winner! Correctamundo. Too much. Wade Miley, only the second pitcher to do that. No hitter with his seventh or greater team. Joining Edinson Volquez of the Marlins, who did it on his seventh.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
Wonderful job.
I've got a golden ticket.
Kudos, 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 as you have won our game. You get a big pat on the back, a gold star.
I'm honored.
Yes, very, very nice. A feather in your cap there, a feather in your cap.
Resume builder.
Yes, yes. You will brag to all of your friends and future employers that someday back in the past, while completely high as a kite, you won a radio game show in the middle of the night when 98% of the population is sleeping.
Now you need to call back, Jared, to play one of the other games and team up with me.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Be like the weed superhero. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jared. You get a golden ticket.
Hey, y'all. Have a good night, guys.
All right. Well, you're already having a good night.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's one of your guys. Yeah, one of your people.
I love my weed.
Yeah. All right. Straight ahead for us as we press on here. Cooking with Roberto. And again, what do we have to look forward to here, Roberto, for those that are late to the party? That
nacho fries with some carne asada, baby. I will give you my famous carne asada marinade.
Now, nacho fries, the cousin of poutine, right? The Mexican version of poutine in many respects. All right, we will get to that.
Who doesn't love the poutine?
Yeah, well, right. Everyone. Yeah, my goal is to find the perfect poutine. When I go to different cities, I try to find the poutine. We will have Cooking with Roberto next.
Hey, this is Half Pint, and I love the Ben Maller Show.
Well, thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we are about to step into the kitchen. Now a self-made man, he didn't go to some highfalutin culinary school. He went in his mama's kitchen there. He
learned a bunch of
old family recipes, and now he is here to affect the palate of hundreds of thousands, millions of people on a weekly basis. Cooking with Roberto.
Yeah. Today we're making some nacho fries with carne asada, baby, and some freshly chopped red onion, cilantro, tomato on top. Some jalapeno serrano peppers. Boom.
Love it. So I'm thinking we probably need potatoes. For
what are nacho fries? I've heard of nachos. I've heard of carne asada fries. I'm not sure what
the Mexican
fries
version of poutine, man.
Let him speak. What?
Just fries with nacho cheese on top, Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, no, but you put it's carne asada fries then. It's not nacho fries.
No, but you can put more stuff in there, right?
I mean, exactly.
You put, yeah, you don't just put nacho cheese. That's how they do it at like the fast food place. But this is better than that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's patience, bomb. Eddie. Come on, man.
I'm a big fan of the carne asada fries. They're delicious.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. Great.
How do we make it, Roberto?
All right, so first we need 1 to 1.5 pounds of flap steak. I use the flap steak because that's just the way I grew up with the carne asada. You can use flank or skirt as well.
French. I'm more of a skirt steak.
You like skirt
the,
steak?
I like the skirt. Yeah.
To each their own. You can't go wrong with either one. Yeah. French fries. I prefer the Oreada brand. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll give them a plug
now
here.
Now, you could.
You can make your own fries also.
Yeah, I mean, you could make your own fries.
But
I'm always amazed. Bro. I've only done that a couple times. How many fries you can make out of a single potato?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Shocking amount of fries.
I've done it a couple of times, but it's
a lot of work.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, and you're kind of like annoyed. Sometimes you can be kind of annoyed.
I did a rip-off McDonald's French fry recipe off YouTube.
Yeah.
And it tasted just like McDonald's fries, but it took so long.
Yes.
I was like, what am I doing?
That's the thing.
Life is short.
So that's the whole thing. Like it takes a long time to make your own fries. If you deep fry these French fries, the brand that I just mentioned, if you deep fry them, they come out exactly like you would get them at any freaking restaurant.
It is bon appetit. Good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And
some nacho cheese as well. A red onion.
Now, are we talking like nuclear colored nacho cheese? Is that what we're talking about?
There's another brand that I like. I don't know. If give it a plug here.
You can do whatever you want.
The Frito brand. Cheese is really good.
They should be an advertiser.
They should be an advertiser here. That cheese is really good, man. That cheese, nacho cheese is really good. Yeah,
it's delightful.
Delightful. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You dip a hot fry in that thing. Oh man, it's really good. All right.
Yeah.
Onion, cilantro, tomato, and serrano or jalapeno peppers. All right? I'm going to give you my marinade for the carne asada. Kosher salt, black pepper, garlic powder.
Kosher salt. There you go.
That's right. For all my Jewish people, black pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, smoked paprika, and the key is the oranges. Got to have oranges for these bad boys.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a nice little touch.
All right? Got to have the oranges
in there. I like that.
So in a large bowl or tray, season the meat with the pepper, salt, paprika, onion, and garlic powder on both sides. Squeeze the oranges on each piece of the meat that you season, all right?
I like
that's key.
That. That's a nice touch, the orange.
You got to have the
didn't
oranges.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, freshly squeezed orange juice.
That's a curveball by
boom.
Roberto, putting the orange
boom.
In there.
Boom. This is the best. Right. This is the best marinade you're ever going to taste, all right?
That sounds good.
Sometimes when I go to get tacos, get tacos, I hardly ever get carne asada because I just prefer my carne asada marinade over anybody else's.
Yeah, you're
that's
biased.
Just me.
You like
that's
your
just me.
Cooking.
Yeah. All right. The oranges should fill and cover the meat in the bowl, tray, or Ziploc bag. For best flavor, place the marinated meat in the fridge for 8 to 24 hours. For best flavor, grill it on the charcoal, okay? Cook it outside.
Yeah. You are so anti-gas grill.
I'm anti-gas grill.
You are anti-gas.
Right? I'm anti-gas.
The gas.
It just tastes better with charcoal. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Calm down.
Cook to your liking. I prefer mine almost red. I love it like that.
No,
Ben
like
his
no,
Ben's,
no.
Ben likes his meat burned black.
I like
to a crisp.
It like a Goodyear tire.
Oh, nasty.
I think it's very tasty.
Chop and slice the meat to taco size bits, all right?
All right.
Everything else is pretty simple here. The nacho cheese, heat in a crock pot or microwave. All right, just that.
Okay.
Boom.
Right. Boom.
To get the best flavor for the French fries, as I mentioned earlier, fry them in a deep fryer or large cast iron skillet to 375 degrees until golden brown. All
like a,
over.
Like a fry guy.
Yeah.
I
used to be kind of healthy and put these fries in an oven, and it doesn't come out the same.
Yeah. The healthiest guy in the world still ends up in the same spot.
Yeah, exactly. We're all going to die.
Exactly.
Okay. Place the French fries in a small bowl or plate first. Then we'll sprinkle the cheese, mix it around with the tongs, top it off with the fresh onion, cilantro, tomato, and serrano jalapeno peppers. Mix it up some more, and you're done. Best served with some beer and enjoy, baby.
Yeah, gooey boom. Goodness. Gooey.
Watching the Dodgers.
Tweet that out, Roberto. Send that recipe out to the masses.
You got it.
Good.